So last night I had a crazy dream, and I never, well, I should say almost never put any stock in dreams at all, but this one was a little interesting, and it had a lot to do with what I'm feeling right now. And frankly, if you're a high achiever, if you're somebody that is always like trying to push to the next level and trying to improve continually, I'm telling you, there is a struggle that we have, and this dream was really sort of an answer to that. So we're gonna dive into it right now. Anyone can have a goal. Anyone can have an idea. Will you be one who will rise and break through to bring that idea into reality? Will you be one who will wake up to your potential and become the person you were born to be? That voice inside of you is calling you for more and is calling you for greatness. To rise to the level of influence, income, and impact that you know you've always wanted to break through to. Most people don't live the life of their dreams. Most people have average lives. Most people go to work at 8 and they come home at 5 and they rinse and repeat over and over again. Will this be the time that you finally say enough? Will this be the time when you finally break through to who you are? And will you do it now? The difference between people that actually break through is they just go a little bit further. They have a few tactics, strategies, tools, and mindsets that help them break through. It's time to jump off that cliff and find your wings on the way down. Are you ready to soar? Welcome to the Ignite Your Fire podcast. So one of the problems that high achievers have is the fact that we put so much value in the outcome. So we have a goal that we want to accomplish, or we have a certain business level that we want to get to, or maybe it's like an income level, whatever it might be. We always have this like idea of some goal or some future outcome that we want to have happen. And we put so much value into that. And have any of you ever actually achieved something great, like something you worked really hard for and you climbed the mountain and you finally get there? Has that ever happened to you? Well, it's happened to me several times throughout my career. And I noticed one of the biggest accomplishments I ever made, I climbed the hill, got to the top, I accomplished it even better than I thought that I would after putting years of blood, sweat, and tears into it. And it was super awesome for just a short amount of time. And then I was like, oh my gosh, what's next? I had put so much of my value in the accomplishment. Well, then all of a sudden, when I actually accomplished the thing that I wanted, it didn't like give me the thrill and the excitement that I thought. And I realized that the thrill and the excitement was essentially in the journey. But I've been thinking about this a lot lately because I've been thinking about, you know what? I'm not exactly where I want to be at this stage of my life, at this age. Do you ever feel that way that, you know, oh man, I wish I would have done this 10 years ago, or I wish I would have pivoted 5 years ago, or really done some things that I'm doing now several years ago, so I would be much further ahead today than I am currently. And that's a really challenging loop to get into because of the fact that you can't go back to the past. You can never, ever change the past. The only thing you can change is right here, right now, and what you're gonna do today, tomorrow, and into the future. We're always measuring forward, right? Our value comes in what we can accomplish tomorrow or in a year from now or 5 years from now. And we're not necessarily looking at where we've come. And so we think, oh, you know, I'm not where I wanna be right now, or I'm not who I wanna become. Well, enter my dream. So I go to sleep and I've been thinking about this for a little while, and I actually created a little bit clearer vision for where I wanted to be in 4 or 5 years down the road. And I was thinking about this vision and I was actually going through it, and then I fell asleep. Well, I had this dream, and it was one of those dreams that was so vivid. And it was one of the very few dreams I've ever had that actually had a profound meaning to me when I woke up, and I knew exactly what it meant. So I'm worried about all this, not where I want to be. I go to sleep, and all of a sudden, the next thing I know, in my dream, I wake up and I'm in my very first job in college. I should say after college. Any of you remember that? When you're done with college, you move on to your very first job, and your very first career move, and I was there. And this was quite a while ago. My very first career job was actually working at the newspaper. Do you remember those things? Do you remember the news? Have you ever picked up a newspaper, right? Or when was the last time you actually did? Well, when I started, 18 years ago, Yeah, that's essentially where I started, was in the newspaper. I didn't stay very long because I saw the writing on the wall that newspapers were going to go away, and the dot-com era had really just gotten some teeth, and I knew that the future was in that and not necessarily in newspaper. But I'm sitting there at the Valley Press in Palmdale, California. It was an incredible experience. I was there about 2 years before I decided to leave and get into broadcasting and then ultimately start my ad agency. So I remember I went through a day or two at the Valley Press. Now, here was the weird thing. I started interacting with people in my dream that I hadn't thought about for probably 15, 20 years. Like, it's been a long time since I've actually even pictured their faces or remembered their names. And I'm interacting with them and I'm going through the day-to-day of what my day was like at my very first job and talking to the employees, talking to clients, trying to essentially build the ad department. And I'm thinking back on this day, and I was being trained on one of the software tools in the office, and I remember the office vividly, and I remember exactly what it looked like, and the structure of it, and the office, and how it was. And I'm thinking about this experience. Now, the odd thing about my dream is, even though in my dream I was back in that first job, I was back in that first job in the age that I am today. So it was almost like no time had passed, but here I am 18 years later going back to this job and starting over again in that very first job at this stage of my life in present day. And I have to tell you, during this dream, the entire time, a very sick feeling was entering my heart and my mind, because that job was not about impact. In fact, back then, I really wasn't that impact driven. I was more income driven in the fact that I wanted to make sure that I could provide for my family. I had kids, I had young kids, and, you know, a new dad, and just out of college, you know how that is. And you don't really have any savings at the time. You're really starting to try to build like a nest egg. You're trying to understand where you want to go in your career, and you're at the very beginning of the career journey. Well, here I was back at the beginning of my career journey, but in my present day body and my present day mindset. Nothing like my life 18 years ago is anything like it is today. Meaning the way I think, the way I feel, what I know now, the knowledge I have, the experience that I've gained, the people that I've interacted, my desires are very different today than they were 18 years ago. And it was scary to go back and live this day again where I was at the Valley Press working in my very first job in my present day body. It was really surreal, and it was one of those like vivid dreams. And then I woke up. Have you ever had a nightmare or a dream that was an altered reality and you couldn't wait to get out of it, and all of a sudden you woke up and realized that it wasn't real and you're like super relieved? Yeah, I woke up going, oh my gosh, that is not my life. Thank goodness that is not my life, because I felt like I was in a cage. Even though back then I didn't know any different. It was my first job. It was actually an incredible job, and it was a credible step to my next area of progression, level of progression into the next job that I had that ultimately led to building an ad agency and now a coaching training company. So with that, I was so excited when I got out of bed, because I'm like, oh my gosh, that is not my life. This is my life. I can go back to having the freedom that I want to do to make the impact that I want to have in people's lives. And I sat and thought about that. And I actually talked to my wife about it, and I told her about this dream. And I said, you know what? This was actually a really good reminder that even though I may not be exactly where I am today or where I want to be today, I am so much further ahead than I was 18 years ago. I am doing things now that my 23, 24-year-old self wouldn't have even dreamed about here 20 years later. It's incredible the difference to be able to, even though it's in a dream, go back into my body or to my situation when I very first started out, and now spring forward back into today. It was really cool. It made me truly appreciate what I have today. And I really appreciate what it took for me to get to where I am today. And there's a book that talks a lot about this. I love this book. It's by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy. I actually have it back here on the shelf somewhere. And it is called The Gap and the Gain. And there's an example in this book, it's super cool, where Dan Sullivan's talking about how he talks about ideals. And when he talks to entrepreneurs and he asks the questions, are you where you want to be today? And most of them will raise their hand saying, no, I'm not. I'm certainly not. And then when you talk to entrepreneurs, they talk about their ideal situation. Well, the book talks about this ideal situation will never actually happen. Why? Because ideals are like the horizon. Their best case scenario. It's like an ideal is future based, just like the horizon is essentially future based. You can go as far and as fast as you want towards the horizon. You'll never actually catch it. Never. Ideals are actually not possible. I mean, because the very nature of an ideal is the fact that it's in the future and you can't transport yourself into that future ideal situation. And frankly, whenever we get close to the quote ideal situation that maybe we had conjured up in our minds, we move the goalposts. And that's what us achievers do. So we're never actually where we want to be. But the key to happiness and the key to thrive and to really understand the progress you've made is actually to measure backwards. So this night dream was actually an exercise of measuring backwards. Even though, of course, it happened in a dream and I wasn't subconsciously thinking about the past, I realized when I woke up how far I've actually come. And in the gap versus the gain, the gap essentially is the gap that we put ourselves in when we have like a scarcity mindset or when we're thinking that we aren't where we want to go, or we're talking or thinking about things in the past that we can't control and how we're not where we want to be. We're not hitting our goals. We're not impacting the lives that we want to impact. We're not making the income that we want to make. And all of these things are gap type of thinking instead of gain type of thinking. Gain is actually measuring backwards. Am I better today than I was yesterday? Am I in a much better place today than I was even 4 years ago? Am I a different person today? Am I impacting more lives? Am I making more income? And am I influencing the world and leaving a legacy more now with the efforts that I'm taking advantage of right now than I was a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago? Pick a target. And the answer is always yes. And so when you start measuring backwards, all of a sudden you start thinking about, well, wait a minute. Yes, I may not be at my ideal. I may not be where I want to be today, but I'm so much further ahead today than I was yesterday. And it really puts things in perspective. And there's an exercise, and I believe it's from the same book, Gap versus Gain, where the exercise is before you go to bed, think of three wins that you had for the day. Three wins. And so all of a sudden you're starting to train your mind to think about how far you've actually come versus where you're going or versus where you're not yet. And so you think of three wins and then three things that you're grateful for. But you always want to measure backwards, because in the night, if you're thinking about three wins you had for the day, you're thinking of three wins measuring backwards into earlier in the day. Oh, wow. Oh, I launched this video that I always wanted to launch. Oh, I closed this client, or I served somebody and I made a difference in their life. That is measuring backwards. So if you want to be fulfilled, measuring forwards is essentially a way to not be fulfilled. It's a way to not actually have joy. Whereas measuring backwards, looking at where I was and where I am today, is a way to have joy, because then you can actually see that you've progressed so much more than you think. I've said it before on this podcast before, and I'll say it again. The Eric Sorensen of 3 years ago would not even recognize the one today. I'm a very, very different person. I've learned so much. I've read so many books. I've really strived every day to try to improve myself and try to ultimately do three things: help others influence more, or at least have that art of influence down. Number two, help them be able to create more impact in the lives of others. And then also help them improve their income. And that's really been my joy, is to be able to do those three things. And I think about how I'm doing that now versus how I was doing it even 3 years ago, and my world is entirely different. I wish I had the skill set, the mindset, the tools, the strategies, the learning to 5 years ago or 10 years ago that I had today, or even 18 years ago when I was at the newspaper. But you know, the reality is that can never happen. That can never happen, because it's not possible to go backwards. But it is possible to measure backwards instead of measuring forwards. So don't measure based on things in the future where you're not actually there yet. Measure backwards on how far you've come, and everything will change for you. It's really cool. If you have an opportunity, read that book, Gap versus Gain. It came out, I want to say, last year, maybe about 12 months ago. I read it 4 or 5 times in a row. It was so good. I love the book. And then there's another book in the series. It's actually just by Dr. Benjamin Hardy that's right behind me as well, that I am currently reading. I read it twice already. I'm continuing to read it. It's called Be Your Future Self Now. Seriously, probably the best, one of the, I'd say, top three books I've ever read in my life. And that might just be because it pertains to where I'm going in my journey right now. Maybe it won't be for you, but you want to learn how to be your future self today. That's a book for you to read. And then, of course, Measuring How to Have Joy in the Journey, Gap versus Gain, helps you measure backwards instead of measure forwards. But there's like a lot of really cool science to it and a lot of really cool practical ideas that both books actually talk about. So if you have a chance to read those two books, add them to your reading lists. If you're like me, I keep adding so many books to my reading list that I can't get to them, because instead of reading a book a week now, I read the same book three or four times in a month, and then I move to the next one, and then I move to the next one. So I'm trying to now soak in the information and master the techniques that are taught in a certain book or a certain publication instead of just reading them over and checking off the box like I used to. And to me, it's much more beneficial if you really know who you are, you know where you're going, and then you can get resources like books that are consistent with where you want to go, and then all of a sudden you could dive into them. I think I learned that principle from Alex Hormozi, if you guys know who that is, where he picks, I think, four or five books a year, something like that. Don't quote me, it's roughly that. And then he just reads them over and over and over and masters the skills. So super, super cool technique. And I love it because it's really helped me, rather than just skimming over books and getting one or two things that I may or may not even remember. But yeah, those are two books that I would highly recommend. So I hope that was helpful. If you have an opportunity, really think about where you are today versus where you were 5 years ago. And it is amazing how far you realize that you've come. I hope that was helpful, guys. We'll talk to you in the next podcast. Thanks.